Ellen and I make a wonderful, unconditionally loving team. Ellen and I make an unconditionally, wonderfully loving team. When people work together on projects and on lifestyles, they want to work lovingly, harmoniously, and joyfully together. A man and wife working together, they fall in love, and then they have to make themselves stay in love. They have to make themselves stay a team, stay happy with one another. But with Ellen and I, it's a different situation. She is working on her spiritual consciousness, on her spiritual awareness, and she is doing such a beautiful job that everything she does makes her life happy and joyful. Her nature is to be a giving person, to be a totally loving and giving person, and non-judgmental in every possible way. And she looks at all of the world around her, all the people around her, and every one of them just beams out with a smile when she looks at them, because she looks at them as she looks at herself, being a happy, contented, fulfilled, peaceful person. She lives in her ideal spiritual mind and body. She lives in her ideal life of being just herself and knowing who she is. Now, how many people can do that? How many people do you know who are being themselves and having fun all of the time? Oh, they get rattled occasionally. I think that everyone gets rattled occasionally. I imagine Ellen gets rattled occasionally too, but I never notice it. She's always so balanced and always so content and always so happy, at peace with herself and at peace with the world. She doesn't look for problems in the world. She looks for balance in the world, and she finds it. She looks for harmony in the world, and she finds it. She looks for love in the world, and she finds it. Every time she talks to Sylvia, she makes Sylvia feel like Sylvia is the most delightful being on the face of the earth. No matter what Sylvia's needs or concerns or interests are, Ellen always stops doing whatever she's doing and gives Sylvia the immediate attention that calls for. Sylvia's a monk, and she's living her life as a monk at large, and she's just having the grandest time that you can imagine. But she's doing things that make her happy, and she's doing things that make her feel fulfilled and make her life feel just wonderful. And how about us? Do we make our lives feel wonderful? Do we make ourselves feel wonderful? Ellen and I make a wonderfully, unconditionally loving team. And because of that, it is so wonderful. We don't tell each other what to do. We don't tell each other how to live your life. We just communicate as two beautiful teammates should. It's an amazing situation. We've all, most of us, been married. Most of us have had children. Most of us have had lives, and very beautiful lives. And could we say that we would like to live with the people in our lives, all our lives? Well, some people would, of course. And they are the wonderful ones. But most of them would find it very difficult to be teammates. Because a teammate is unconditionally loving at all times. A teammate is sharing and giving at all times, caring and loving, never feeling exasperated, never feeling completely out of sorts because of what the other person does. It's a marvelous and a wonderful condition to be in, and it's a wonderful thing when any person's life can be like that. Well, Ellen's is like that. I'm proud to work with her, because she makes me feel so cared about and so loved and so understood. And she does her thing, and she doesn't feel that I have to do her thing because she's doing her thing, which is a beautiful thing. A lot of people like to get up and help with the dishes and help with the sink and help with the kitchen and help with the setting the table and help with the making the meals. Well, sometimes you can just be in the way when you do that. And when you do help, and you do get in the way, can that any you be told, hey, that's okay, I'll take care of that, and stop and let them take care of it, know that they really mean that? Or do you say, no, no, I want to help you, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other thing, and what you're doing is you're getting in the way. You're getting in the way. A teammate doesn't get in the way. A teammate makes a cooperative program. To be a wonderfully, unconditionally loving teammate is a very special condition to be in life. It's not a father, son, wife, husband. It's not a child. It's not a relative. It's not a person who's a friend. A teammate is someone who is sort of cooperate on whatever program you do and they do. You just do it out of the fullness of your heart. You do it out of the joy of your heart. You do it out of the goodness of your heart. And sometimes you're misunderstood, but only takes a few seconds and you wake up to yourself and you say, hey, why am I upset? Nothing to be upset about. I'm doing everything right. I'm living my life properly. I'm a happy person. There's no reason for me to be upset. And then, zip, you're right back in balance and harmony and peace and love. You're right back in the feeling that all is in right with the world, all is in divine with the world, all is in harmony. Being a teammate is something very special. Well, I'm not much for team sports. I like to play golf or tennis, not tennis so much, but I like to play swim and hike and do different things. But team sports like basketball and baseball and football and things like that have never turned me on. Oh, they turn a lot of people on because they love that interaction. But that's a real team. And that's a teammate where you know what each team person's position is. Well, each team person's job is on that team, on that basketball team or that football team. But I'm more for chess, where I work on solving little problems as I go along and implementing them. And, of course, people who play basketball, people who play football, they solve little problems constantly. They have to know what their place is. They have to know what their position is on the team, and they have to play it well. And if they start playing other people's positions on the team, then everything gets out of whack and nobody knows what they're doing or what they're supposed to be doing. Being a teammate is something very special. And there can be teammates with groups or teammates with just two people. And a teammate by yourself, where you cooperate with living. Now, one of the greatest teammates you could ever be in the entire universe is if you say, all is divine, all is in divine order, all is peace. And you see, every time you say all is in divine order and all is peace, you get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. And you say that all is in divine order, all is peace, all is in joy. And this is what Ellen represents to the ultimate. She represents that knowing what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and where to do it, and when just to let it alone, and when just not to pay any attention at all. When the mother can say to the child, as the child is very obstreperous and says, what seems to be the problem, sweetheart? She doesn't get angry at the child for losing its temper or for the child being unstable in any way. She just says, what seems to be the problem? Now, what is it that I can do about this? What can I do about this to make your life more happy, your life more enjoyable, your life more beautiful? And my life will be the same, of course. That's what happens when a team works together. Thanks, Ellen. You're a wonderful teammate. And we do make a wonderful, unconditionally loving team. Thanks for being in mine. I love you. And all of you, you're all in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.